delicate for me.
Okay. Now, so, carrying on. We're on Chof Tes Amud Beis, about halfway down, I think. Yes, a bit further. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Says Rebbe Yochanan. So this is commenting on the last bit, the bit, previous bit we just had. Tam, the one about Revi'in Kodesh. Revi'in Kodesh, you'll see. Tam, Berivi. The reasoning of Berivi. So Berivi means the Godel Ador. Right? And so he's speaking, this is the Godel Ador, which was Rebbe Yossi, which we just mentioned. So basically, he's taking an issue with Rebbe Yossi. Eini Yodeya, I don't understand it. Meaning he just proved a Revi in Kodesh. He's going to take issue with that because he's going to have a source, yeah? Mahu, what is his reasoning? Shaharei, that behold, Teshuvasoi, his answer, but over here there's a kasha, right? Teshuva means a response, yeah? So we're going to respond to him in a attacking way. But see, though, right by his side, meaning there's a mephorish source that's going to say not like he says, which is.
There's a kasha
like in his face, you know, like Bitsido means on his side, but right, but it's like there's a blatant contradiction in his face. That's kind of saying, yeah. Oichel haba machmas, the food that comes from, like because of, but here it means like from tevul yom, someone who's a tevul yom. So basically, that's food that touched a tevul yom. So tevul yom, we said, was the guy who was an avatuma. He went to the mikvah, right? And now he's a tevul yom. He tovel that day. Yeah, yochiach is gonna be a disproof of his kal b'choma. Why? Shapozul b'truma. It's possible b'truma. But nevertheless, ve'eino oisei revi, and it doesn't do a revi. So that basically, Rebbe Yossi's Kal V'Chomer was before, we said, if it's Poisel B'Truma, Kal V'Chomer, it's going to be Poisel in Kodesh. So that's why, Kodesh. Okay, so, right? You see that? His Svara before was, he built a Kal V'Chomer, and he said, if it's, we said, let's just speak it again, right? It says, Amuchos Kippurim, that it's, he's, Mutter Batruma, right? But nevertheless, he messes up Kodesh. So a Shlishi, which is a problem with Truma, Kal V'Chomer is going to poisel Kodesh. But now we have a case, Oichel, Aba Machmas Tevul Yom, that it's also in Truma, but nevertheless, it's not poisel Kodesh. Right, D'Tanya. Now we're going to bring a Braisa. So now this is funny. This Braisa is actually going to have three opinions. And some of these opinions are actually not going to be a contradiction on what we just said, but some one is. So like this, the Tanya.
Sorry, you're going to have to, can you just repeat that again? You said the Oichel, from the Kal V'Chomer, you said the Oichel is not going to be a problem with Revi'in. What is that Oichel?
We're going to speak about that now. We're going to speak about it. It's, if you look on your chart, let's see, it's going to, the Tanya. We'll see. Right, Abba Sholom, Tevul Yom. Okay, so that's somebody was told me he was a Zav. Yeah, he went to the mikvah. Is Tachila, it's going to speak the whole stages. Tachila Lakodesh, so he's a Tachila Lakodesh. So Tachila means he's a Rishon, right? So over here, you see this? On your chart says 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah? So Rishon, so we're going to put over here the Tevul Yom is, yeah, you take one, yeah? Anyone who wants a piece of paper to do their own one? Here, this guy, Tevul Yom, on Rishon. I probably won't be able to see this with my glasses. If you guys can see this, great. Right? So he's a Techila Lakoida. So he starts off as a Rishon, right? Letameh Shnayim, he's Metameh Shnayim, right? So that means he's going to, let's say, he's going to Metameh, how are we going to write that? We're going to say he's, I'm just doing ticks while I could do on that. He affects the next two, Matameh Shnayim. So it goes, so if he's a Rish, if the Tevul Yom is a Rishon, then it's Matameh Shnayim, so that's got a Sheni and a Shlishi. And also, lipsoil echod, and it's also poisel echod. So this, we see that there's a revii in Kodesh, and this actually sounds exactly like Rebbe Yossi. Why does it look like Rebbe Yossi?
I just don't know what you're saying. I mean, I'm sure everybody else did, I just don't know what you just said.
Again, let's go through it. The thing, yeah? Oichel abar machmas tuvul yom. Food, yeah, that comes because of a tuvul yom, meaning food that touched a tuvul yom, and it touched other things as well, and it carries on, touches other food, right, is a rishon, yeah, l'kodesh. Meaning, with regards to Kodesh, we relate to this tuvul yom as a rishon.
Why is not? He's not the Av Tumah.
No, he's been to the mikvah. He's a tuvul yom. He's been to the mikvah, and he can eat chulin.
So that's the point. You're saying after the tuvul yom, obviously he's not. He's clean, but he's got a state
residual. Residual. He's got this residual tumah, and that residual tumah is on a level of a rishon. Okay. Because it's more stringent. Because normally, we'll see, I don't know about this opinion, but the general rule is a tuvul yom we relate to as a sheni. As we're going to see other people say like that, meaning he's been to the mikvah already, right? So he's got a residual tumor, and we'll say he's on the level of a sheni, not the level of rishon.
But we're saying that, and we're talking about after nightfall, so he can eat truma. We're talking about that guy. What's the date on the tuvul yom? He obviously hasn't brought his korban yet, right?
It's not after nightfall.
But yeah, he can eat truma. He can't eat truma.
He can't eat truma.
Okay, so it's the classic tzvul yom that come tonight for he hasn't brought his korban.
Correct. Okay, so we say he can affect his matami too. That means he makes a sheni and a shlishi, and also there's a revi. So that sounds actually great with Rebbe Yossi. Now that's the first opinion. Second opinion is, just wait. I'll just read it in. No, I did this. Yeah, Rebbe Meir Omer. Now, Rebbe Meir says, yeah, matame echad or poisel echad. So this is what got me with this when I originally learned it. So you got to learn Rashi for this. Rebbe Meir is starting, he's saying a tuvul yom is a sheni. Right, so that's a bit confusing over here. It's not clear in the...
Well,
yes, exactly. So his starting point is sheni already.
Why?
That's the general rule.
Wait, that he is a sheni?
Yes, the tuvul yom himself is a sheni. Right, so the tuvul yom is a sheni. Okay, so then we carry on. So what does he do? That's probably going to lose my place. Matame echod, so he's matame echod, so that takes him to three. And poisel echod, that's going to take him to four. So he still gets to the end, he just starts a bit late, but he gets to the same place. He's also got a revi. Right? And now this is the where we're bringing our kasha from. The chachamim are the majority opinion. So maybe what we would expect that Rebbe Yossi should go like the chachamim. Okay. So what do they say? Right? Kashim. So we're basically going to say that Kodesh and Truma are exactly the same. Okay. And we know already that Truma goes to a shlishi. Kashim shepoisel. So again, so on our chart though, the tuvul yom is starting also as a sheni. Okay, that's the guy. Okay, shepoisel oichle truma. So just like truma, yeah, a tuvul yom is poisel oichle truma, which makes a shlishi, a mashke truma, and also the drinks of truma, but anything truma, food or liquids. Skach. This is the so too. Yeah, we're going to say with kodesh. Poisel oichli kodesh, or mashke kodesh. But you see over there, it only gets to a three, a shlishi. Right? There's no revi over there. So we see over here, yeah, that according to the chachamim, there is no revi.
Sorry, I thought you said, oh, he puts up mashke truma, but those are shlishi.
Correct. And carry on reading. Kach, so too, kodesh is exactly the same, which is unusual, that he will do the same thing. He'll poisel. Right, oichli truma, mashke truma. Oichli kodesh, mashke kodesh, meaning a shlishi.
Why did he include the mashke
now? First of all, I always like a drink. Second of all, I don't know.
Wait,
okay, mashke.
I don't know, what does this do? They had a whole Kabbalah, and that Kabbalah was based
previous Kol V'Chomer that we learned from was based on Rabbi Yosi.
On Mechusa Kippurim.
Which is more Mechusa or...
No, we learned... Mechusa Kippurim is whatever. But the logic was based on this, yeah? The logic was basically, which is clearly not in the Chachamim, that if we see, yeah, that something, right, let's speak out of the Kal V'Chomer again. We're going back to the Kal V'Chomer of Yosi. Mechusa Kippurim, okay, which is, he's been to the mikveh, it's after the nightfall, he can eat truma.
Right.
But he can't, yeah, and he can't bring a korban, so he can't, but he's a problem with Kodesh. So he said a Shlishi, which is a problem with truma. So Kal V'Chomer, it's going to affect Kodesh. So now we're bringing a case where something affects Truma, and nevertheless, it doesn't affect Kodesh.
For the case of Tavul Yom.
It doesn't matter. The Chochamim, right.
Tavul Yom.
In fact, Tavul Yom is probably more serious, because Mechusa Kippurim is further along the... Okay.
No, it's not. He's got to be a Korban. The guy's only got time to wait. The Mechusa Kippurim has to do something.
It could be the same guy though we're talking about. It depends with certain. It depends. A Tavul Yom can eat Truma, but it could be that a Tavul Yom needs to be in Korban as well. It could be. It depends on the Truma that you have. There's only certain people in Mechusa Kippurim. For example, a Zav is Mechusa Kippurim. But let's say somebody who was. Even tumors mace, I think. There's no Mechusa Kippurim by tumors. There's only certain tumors that are considered Mechusa Kippurim. What's that? Matzora as well, yes. It's generally, the people with Mechusa Kippurim is generally that the tumor exudes from the body. I think the cases are like, for example, also, wife's like, the baby. If someone, a woman has a baby, right? A woman who's a Zav, a man who's a Zav. Yeah, a Matsoira, the source is the tumor that he kind of generates it. So those are the Mechusa Kippurim. But But comes along the Gemara, Maskif Lara Papa. Maskif is a question in logic, right? Right?
Well, why are we saying so? We're saying Rabbi Yosi should have held like a third opinion here, the Chachamim.
So that's going to be the question of the Gemara. Why, exactly, Ephraim, well done. Good, Ephraim, you're on track. Yeah, Maskif la Rav Papa, Mimai, from what? How do you know? To Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi Kurabonan Svirulei. Why are you assuming that Rabbi Yosi is learning like the Rabbanan? Dilma, perhaps, Ka'abashol, right? Svirulei, which was the first opinion, right? And we saw over there was a Ravi, the Omar. We're now quoting him, Latame Shnayim, right? This Tavul Yom is Latame Shnayim, that means he makes a Sheni and a Shlishi, right? And also, for, I lost my place again, Livso Lechod. So, what kind of question is that? So, answers the Gemara like this. Basically, I'll just say it in short, yeah? Basically, the question was, like Ephraim said, like, why are you assuming, yeah? That Rabbi Yosi is learning the Chachamim. He could learn like Rabbi Abba Shaul, and in fact, he could learn like Rabbi Meir as well. Yeah? So the answer is going to be because we see from his Shita that he doesn't hold with Abba Shaul. That's going to be the answer. That's the whole part of it, right? We know, I'll prove to you he doesn't hold like Abba Shaul, and we'll show you how that is now. Yeah? So answer the Gemara. Isal Kadaitach Ka Abba Shaul. If he held like Abba Shaul, yes, Svirulei, Lise, Rema, bring it, meaning bring his limud, for Ravi B'Kodesh, that was what he's trying to prove, right? Bring it directly, Me'oichel Habar Machmas Tavul Yom, from foods that came through Tavul Yom. Basically, just make things easy, just quote like Abba Shaul. You know, just say, but when you base your limit, you'll see this. So this is getting to Yoav's point over here. So we're going to actually work the Kal V'Chomer from Tavul Yom, Oichel that comes from Tavul Yom. Meaning, we're saying that if Rabbi Yosi holds like Abba Shaul, he should have learned from Abba Shaul. And you would have said the following. Amar Oichel, Haba machmas tevul yom, oichel, that comes from tevul yom. That's what Abishol was talking about. That's what we've been talking about until now. The tevul yom, gufei, tevul yom himself is mutter b'chulin, as we know. He can eat chulin. Okay? Amat oise revi, b'kodesh. Nevertheless, he makes a revi in kodesh. So, oichel shlishi, oichel, which is a shlishi, haba machmasheni. How did a shlishi become? Through the sheni. The sheni gufa also b'chulin, and sheni is also b'chulin. Eino din, isn't it kal v'choima? She'oisi revi b'koidesh. It should make a revi b'koidesh. So that is the limud. If he held like Abishol, he should have said the following. Ah, and then we're going to say, oh, maybe you're going to tell me there was a problem with this kal v'choima. Yeah? V'chi teima, he couldn't learn from Abishol. Why? Mishum de'ikul mifrach, because you could ask a kasha. Right? Because tuvul yom, this is coming up to what you were saying, Yoav, like we're going to say maybe tuvul yom is not as good, right? Tuvul yom, shekein abatuma. A tuvul yom, he came from an abatuma. So maybe that's why he can't learn the kal v'chomer. Wait a second. Ha! But Rabbi Yossi, I seen, he brought it from mechusa kippurim, right? Which is an abatuma, velo pirche, and he didn't have an issue with that. We see from Rabbi Yossi that he doesn't have an issue with this, it's a pirch on the kal v'chomer to say the source is that he came from abatuma, because his source also came from an abatuma. Mechusa kippurim was also an abatuma, and nevertheless he learned his kal v'chomer, so he shouldn't have a problem with this as well, and he should have been able to learn his kal v'chomer from here. And the assumption is, right, it would have been more direct, it would be better for Rabbi Yossi to learn his kal v'chomer from Abishol, from, and since he didn't, it shows that he doesn't hold like him. So.